Based out of Prattville, Alabama. Last year we came out with our new gen stand, the Eagle Max 201. It's a 25 plus bale per hour saw gen. We put one of these gens in a gen up in Missouri. It's a two stand plant. We're able to get up to 27 bales per hour with that gen. Even though it's a two stand plant, we have to turn off one of the gen lines to get up to that capacity. But normal operation, it is a two stand plant. We put two of the high-speed gens at Glasscock County Co-op in Texas. It's a four-stand plant, does mostly stripper cotton. We've got a lot of production summaries for several different years with them. This year it looks like their weekly production is up by about 25%. And so since we've proved that we can do the high-capacity ginning on that 25-plus bale per hour gin stand, that makes a lot more options open to the ginners. So we'll just look at some of the different options that are now available because there are high-capacity gin stands out there. So to get started talking about it, we need to break the gin down into three main systems. First of all, we're just going to look at just a basic, we're going to use basic pre-cleaning systems, a 10-foot wide pre-cleaner. We call this a 35 bale an hour system. And in our presentation, this is the first and the second stage. This dryers, it's just that everything before you gin it. 35 bales an hour is our base number. We've got customers that run faster than that with no problems, but we're going to use 35. The next system we're going to talk about is just a standard gin line, an 18 bale an hour line. It's the feeders, the gin, the whole lint cleaning system. We're going to use that as one block. Looking at high capacity gins, this is the thing that we have new that changes the whole configuration. This is the high capacity gin, the high capacity feeder, and the lint cleaning system. A lot of the lint cleaning systems are able to process more cotton. The 24D lint cleaners that we use are high enough capacity to handle the 25 bale per hour. And so a lot of these systems, if you just change out just the stand, you reuse your lint cleaners. The last system we talk about are the presses. This is the battery condenser, the press, the strap system, basically everything after the ginning and lint cleaning system. Several different versions. You got a high capacity press. We call that something that does 60 bales an hour. And then it's a super capacity presses, which are basically 70 bales per hour plus. All the presses, the main structure of them are the same. To go from a standard capacity press to a high capacity press, it's usually more or modified hydraulics. And to go to a super capacity press, it's more extreme hydraulic modifications. And some of the super capacity presses have some real high capacity pushers and trampers associated with those. Before we really start looking at productions, you've got to make a couple assumptions so everything will look the same. To do this, we'll assume the plant operates 22 hours a day. That gives a little bit of time to clean up on each shift. And from what we see, this is pretty standard stuff. And we'll also assume that they gin 7 days a week. So now we finally start looking at some different configurations. We're going to start off, we're going to call this Gen 1. It's got a single stream, 10-foot pre-cleaning system, two standard capacity gins, and a standard capacity press. And so we'll look at how this gin operates. Pre-cleaning capacity is 35 bales an hour. The ginning capacity is 36 bales per hour. The press capacity is 45 bales per hour. So in looking at the whole plant, the capacity is the lowest capacity system for us, which is the pre-cleaning system. That gives us an overall capacity of 35 bales an hour with 5,390 bales per week. Now, the reason we start out looking at this gin plant is it's got two features that we really like to see in a gin. First of all, the pre-cleaning and the ginning capacities are real closely matched. One's 35, the ginning capacity is 36. The next feature we like is that there's some extra capacity at the press. this gives a lot of confidence to the ginner, because everything you can pre-clean, you can gin, and everything you can gin, you can bale up. And so it gives him enough confidence to be able to run the machinery at a real high capacity. So everything else we look at, we're going to try to consider those two things. All right, now, before you could use a high-capacity gin, this was the maximum capacity for a two-stand plant, was this 35 bales per hour with just two gins. So now we're going to see what else we can do. We can take out both of those gins, put in two high-capacity gins. This gets the ginning capacity up to 50 bales an hour, and just doing that won't increase your total plant capacity, but what we can do, we can add another line of pre-cleaning. And adding pre-cleaning is easier than adding any other type system in the gin. This increases the plant's capacity from 35 bales an hour up to 45 bales an hour. And now our press is the bottleneck. So what we can do, we can upgrade the press. That gets the gin up to a 50 bale per hour operation. This new configuration does not meet the ideal situation of the pre-cleaning matching the ginning capacity, but it does have the feature of the press having more capacity than the ginning does. Now we'll look at a different gin. But that's actually a 43% increase, you know, from where we started. That was not possible without the high-speed gins, keeping a two-stand plant. Okay, now we'll call this gin number two. We start out with the same pre-cleaning, two standard capacity gins. There's also room for another gin to be put in. We've got several of these. We call this a 3-less-1 layout. Okay, here's our standard capacity press. Okay, everything we talked about for the first gin will work for this one, but we're not restricted by just our two stands. Excuse me. So we'll see what we can. First thing we'll do is look at the original design modifications for this plant. Basically, you start out with all the same stuff. You know, one stream of pre-cleaning, two standard capacity gins, and one capacity press. The first thing that we originally designed to do was just to add another gin line, and that gets the ginning capacity up to 54 bales an hour. Again, just by itself, that does not increase the total capacity. You have to add the second stream of pre-cleaning. This increases the pre-cleaning to 70 bales an hour, and that gives the gin the 45 bale per hour capacity. And then when you upgrade the press up to 60 bale per hour press, that gives us a total plant capacity of the 54 bales per hour. And now we're up to 8,316 bales a week. This is a 54% increase, and that was what was originally designed into this plant before high-capacity gins came about. We'll look just for a minute at what we've done up in Missouri. We start off with all the same machinery, all the same capacities, and we just put in one high-capacity feeder and one high-capacity gin. That gives us a ginning capacity of the 43 bales an hour. And up at this gin, we're able to run pre-cleaning at 40 bales an hour. It's good picker stuff. So if you assume that, if we can push it up to 40, that gives a capacity of that, 40 bales per hour for the whole plant. And that's a 14% increase over what they've done. And that's only possible because of being able to push the pre-cleaning. But like I said, we've done it here just so we could test it out. So let's look at different options back for our 3-less-1 layout. There are a lot of those gins around there. I mean, it's a two-stand plant with room for one more gin. This would be 2D. We'll start off with all the same gin machinery, same capacity as we started off with. Then we'll just add two high-capacity gins. That makes our total ginning capacity be 68 bales an hour. We'll add another pre-cleaning stream. That brings the capacity up to 70 bales per hour for the pre-cleaning. And then we'll just upgrade our press to just a high-capacity press. Total system capacity is 60 bales per hour. That's a 71% increase. It would have been higher, but I'm trying to use the same press upgrade that we did with the original modifications. With the original modifications, we could only increase our capacity 54%. Now with the high-capacity gens, we're actually able to increase 71% instead of just 54%. This plant, it has the pre-cleaning and ginning capacity really closely matched. We like that, but there's no extra capacity at the press. In fact, the press is the limiting factor in this configuration. But there's, you know, if we start out from a base, there's still different things we could do. We can't look at all of them. We'll just look at a few more. All right. If we take out all the standard capacity gens and put in three high-capacity gen lines, you add the other stream of pre-cleaning, then instead of upgrading the press, we just put in two of the standard capacity presses. It gives us pre-cleaning capacity of 70 bales per hour, the ginning capacity of 75 bales an hour, and the press capacity of 90 bales an hour. Now, this meets both of our ideal situations of the pre-cleaning and the ginning capacities being really closely matched with some extra capacity at the press. And this is back like the original two-stand plant we looked at. It's a real efficient and smooth-running operation. The result of all that, what's possible now is a 70 bale per hour three-stand plant. That was not possible without the high-speed gens. Now, instead of our original upgrade being up to 54% increase over their base plant, now we actually can increase this up to where it's 100% higher capacity than what we started out with. But you'll see in just a minute that's what we start out as, a four-stand plant. If we look at a four-stand plant, it's 70 bales an hour pre-cleaning. Here's all four standard capacity gens, one super capacity press. If you here's a 70 bales an hour plant. This is a standard four-stand plant. To upgrade it, one option just be, let's just put everything new, all high-speed gens and feeders. Have to add some more pre-cleaning. And then we'll give ourselves two presses here. What this is, that gives us a capacity of 100 bales per hour. We've got 105 bales per hour of pre-cleaning, 100 bales per hour on our ginning, and 150 on the presses. I know that's a little high, but different options are if one press goes down, you have all three, you know, three lines just go to one. Again, this was not being possible without high-capacity gens. So you can take a four-stand plant, and it would be a 43% increase in that. I heard we're not taking questions. So thank you very much. Thank you.